Hello and welcome to an Earth First Radio special. We now present part 4 of the Warrior Poets' Night to Howl. This event was recorded live at the Round River Rendezvous 2005 in the North Cascades of Oregon. And here to introduce the Warrior Poets' Night to Howl is the founder of the Warrior Poets Society, Dennis Fritzinger.
Next up is another longtime Earth Firster who I haven't seen in quite a while. It was a very pleasant surprise to see her this time, Paloma. Welcome, Paloma.
This one is actually an old one because I didn't bring any of my new poetry. I picked this one because we had an action out in Tennessee recently against National Coal, which inspired this phone call that I got from a reporter that was doing a story about eco-terrorism. He said that they're having hearings about whether Earth First would be, you know, is considered terrorists and how that would fit in. He said, well, explain yourself. And I told him that, you know, we weren't the eco-terrorists. These companies were. And then he said, well, you know, people also call you radicals. What would you say to that? And so that reminded me of a poem that I wrote 10 years ago while walking a timber sale with Karen and Asante. It's called Radical. I'm told to be reasonable. Think of the economy while entire forests are cut, fragmented to give a temporary job for a fella buncher. We're told that we're radicals for opposing multinational thieves of the tattered remains of the creator, while a forest disservice sells off the land to the highest bidder to be raped, pillaged, and shorn. They call us radicals, but radical is from the roots, where Wolverine meets riffraff. Goshawk swoops to protect her home. We can do no less. Crooked politicians try to steal our voice, invalidating pen and ink that shouts, protect the land! Lives are nothing but paper changed upon a whim, controlled by corporate dollars, extracted, poisoned, and murdered until there's nothing left. But radical is from the roots, where Wolverine meets riffraff. Goshawk swoops to protect her land, and we can do no less.
Thank you, Paloma. Thank you. Asante, can you come up and gift us with some of your poetry, please?
There's one kind of bruin. It's talking to this place, the land of the ruin, where this tentacle machine comes coming from, this steel that comes down into the wires. Someday, some people, I guess, are going to be listening to this on radio. But can they remember from the place that the most people forgot how to feel? What's going on here in this land where things are real? Where the fire comes up and sends its sparks, its ephemeral magic to the stars. Where the trees behind us lend their weaves and the branches and the winds, mixing with our voices, mixing with our hearts. Where behind us the ripples on the water. Primordial pond scum, the ancestor of all, is behind us. In this land of de-evolution, where people have forgotten and filled this whole earth with pollution and destruction. So for those who are listening at some future time, smash your clocks. Take a look at your life. What this society's done to this world is beyond crime. And knowledge and heart without action are poison to the spirit. So take these words to your heart, to your spirit inside and hear it. Take it to action. And go on out and do what calls you. So, just wanted to remind them all where this is really coming from. Right around here, we got bones of trees going up in smoke. People sitting around like they have for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, resisting this destruction and remembering who we all are inside. And sitting on the soil of this earth, not on couches, not on manufactured synthetic carpet, not on concrete, on soil that's living and breathing and real. And everybody here can take a moment, touch into that. That's what fuels us. It's this living earth. And it's what fuels all of our lives. So everybody who's out there, at some future time on this radio land in the land of the crimes, wake up. It could all change in a moment. We don't have to endure this triage and all this insanity. So these are some older poems. And the little rant I just did, I didn't bring any of my new stuff. I'm in transition moving, so I just kind of improvised in an old tradition when people didn't have pens and paper and just kind of said what was in their heart. Okay, this poem's from back when they thought they'd do a forest summit sometime in the 90s, and Clinton and his gang had this whole bunch of all these, non-profit money people, sellouts, and they were all going to have a meeting. And somebody called us all up and said, hey, you know, the Nature Conspiracy and Katie McGinty working for Clinton and all these people are meeting at this big hotel and having this fancy breakfast luncheon. And so we called up all the Earth Firsters around the area and a whole bunch of us packed in and just tried to let them know what it was about, that all their little plans for their forest summit and their different ways to keep cutting the forest down, that it was just going to lead a lot more wrenching. So we all served them notice. Waves of wind chorus, these mountain forests, coyote howls timeless, but wolf's long low howl is too close to absence. Harassed black bear still leaves prints in soft mountain muds, but grizzly's paw roams into the next world, while wind song chokes, stumbles, from mechanized discord as it courses clear-cut patches, savage stump lands, where there was once singing trees, and of pine marten, salmon, wolverine, pygmy, flammulated and spotted owls, fisher, lynx, and Port Orford cedar. Are they too to follow into the woodland bison, the condor, and others into the next world? But whoa, what's this? A summit orchestrated by paunchy white men, ruling corporate death dollars. Manicured, groomed, domesticated men with chemical cows fermenting in their bellies. Organized, punctual men handcuffed to time, mechanized, quantified time by the watches on their wrist. Men who know the steady, even thrump of hard soles on concrete, the smooth ride of elevators to the top. A summit here in toxic artificial city? Or a new low, a facade put on by the corporate multinational America to disguise the destruction it refuses to change. More white male corporate wealthy arrogance to hold a summit of such city-bound, dollar-blinded, computer-mesmerized fools to decide the fate of the forests who belong only to the wild ones of the earth. Where are the seats for the bear, wolverine, marten, hawk, owl, woodpecker, invertebrates, plants, and trees? Among the wild nature's summit is stalking, deciding the fate of these arrogant corporate fools, unmanaging these out-of-control humans, just one species destroying creation. Outside the armed-guarded summit building, wild humans continue, creating the way back to the future. Earth first, profits last. This is kind of along that same line. They came up with, somebody's talked about number 9 before. They had their own number 9, co-option 9, a while ago. They pretended it was science. Co-option 9, arrogance. Human civilization ruling its riding its carcinogenic wave from paved over grids, choked with toxic fumes, tangled amidst tombstone towers, sterile offices devoted to consumption, which never sleeps or remembers the dreams of the wild. Production radiating incandescent. Mockery of night's vanished stars in the ceaseless chase of profits. Insatiable arrogance, a millennia's old wave cresting impoverished barren fields, stumplands becoming deserts, a ghostly wailing of harvested forests rolling in its wake. The lights are the Tigris and Euphrates, vanished forest watersheds, to Sahara's windswept sands. Ireland's forests become English ships of the sea. One species grabbing, clawing with manicured hands, bureaucratic indifference spanning continents, wealthy greed unraveling the fabric of existence, civilization's mechanical step falling the forest of the Americas, gnawing at the bones of the ancient forests of the Northwest. Co-option 9? An option for whom? The disappearing bear, wolf, pine marten, fisher, owls, hawks, for traditional native peoples, for the humans who have yet to walk the earth? Humanity, realization, We are here just in passing, birth to death. A dance in a dream become a nightmare, a rigid maze of isolated walls. How can society, so unable to manage its own toxic, carcinogenic, militaristic, consumptive, violent, addicted self, dare at scientific pretense to have the answers for the last remaining species of the natural earth? Co-option 9? Governmental corporate arrogance, a stumbling, foolish dance on the brink of extinction's abyss. A wild flapping, feathered wings flying beyond what's politically plausible. Pointed fins swimming against unhearing machines. Furred claws swiping at concrete-lidded, unseeing eyes, heavy with the weight of the bank vault. As this tottering new corporate world disorder fumbles, footsteps vanishing beneath the toxic dust of its own inanity. A wild waking hall calls it beyond the generations. Past cartwheeling time, rollicking, singing with the nature in you. When society stares stupidly, caught in its path, into the blank view of its co-opted future's mirror, what option do we have but now? Remaining ancient forests, needle limbs rhythmically undulating in changing winds, roots drawing remembrance deep within long ages of earth, wait, daring us the dance of dreams into reality. And I think I'll pass at that.
Okay. Thank you, Asante. Thank you very much. Is Geddon here? Geddon, can you come up and give us some music, Geddon?
All right, here we go. Thank you. I guess it's kind of a preface is in order for this song, because this song is an ode to my car. It's the most fantastic forest defense vehicle ever created on the face of this planet. It's a $400 beat-up old piece of shit Isuzu Trooper that's been phenomenal on logging roads and hauling platforms to various blockading actions. And it's just the all-around, just, I don't know, obviously I love it enough to write a song about it. It's maybe it's kind of a, I don't know, sick obsession, I suppose. All right, here we go. Gather around and listen, and I'll tell you the tale. The most feared creature this side of hell. The War Pony. The story is told many different ways, depending on what side you are on in the phrase. The War Pony. Those that love nature and the beauty of the land, the War Pony appeared to be the savior at hand. The War Pony. Those that decided the land was theirs to take, the War Pony is there to correct that mistake. Gentle at first, but there's fire in its eyes. The War Pony's motto, no compromise. But those that won't listen, there's those that persist. A War Pony's flag, a giant green fist. I'll see you in the woods, it says with a laugh. The War Pony is ready, they're on the war path. The War Pony. Ready for their worst. War Pony. Standing with Earth First. Oh, God. Standing with Earth First. Logging road, first challenge of the night. A logging truck, thought for sight. The log took rev, tried to show its might. The War Pony laughed, we're ready for the fight. The War Pony. Ready for the worst. War Pony. Standing with first, first ride. Log truck charge, thinking it could win. War Pony stood there, time to pay for sin. Log, they met in the grass. The dust was high, and when it all settled, War Pony, I cried. Tattered and battered, his head up straight, War Pony stood there, could guess the log truck's fate. Battle is over, the war is not won, let's hope we win it, the wild's all gone. The War Pony's ready, and how about you and me? What? Sorry, ready to fight. Never will I flee. War Pony's out there, fighting the good fight. How can we do less? We want to save the light. There is a little War Pony in us all, waiting to break out, to help this shit all fall. Remember that next time, your battle in the wind, the War Pony's out there, waiting for this call. Friend. Yeah, it's okay. I could do one more called Justice is Dead Americans if you want to hear it.
Misanthropic feel nihilistic visions of a future without humanity. The grass is always greener on the other side when there is no one left to step on it. Cause justice is dead Americans. Justice is dead Americans. We build monuments to our stupidity and then are surprised when they are torn down. The real tragedy that day is the plane did not hit lower and at the same time. Cause justice is dead Americans. Justice is dead Americans. Breakdown. Our human and tortoise planet is a crime against the Earth we destroy every day. To kill yourself without taking 20 others is the most selfish thing you could ever do. The justice is dead Americans. Justice is dead Americans. Eye for an eye, whole world blind. Is that what we want? All the blind people? Of course not. There's no solution to the problems we face every day. The world of blind people is no way to go. And I'll tell you why. Being blind just really isn't enough. Blind people. So eat shit, procreate, perpetuate all the shit we do to destroy every other planet every goddamn day. Being blind isn't enough. We need to take out this parasite called humanity. Just wipe the earth, scourge of humanity, all humanity. If your neighbor next to you doesn't see the wisdom of this course of action, well, perhaps they should be educated at the end. The 45 says justice is dead Americans. Justice is dead humans. All right. That is all.
I'm Jeffrey. Did somebody say McDahmer? The McDonner party. This used to be such a beautiful place. The perfect rock in outer space. But it got popped by the human race. And what we've done, we cannot erase. Still we kill at a rapid pace. Still we kill just to feed our face. Still we kill, it's a bloody disgrace. Still we kill, I can't pretend that it's okay to turn my head and look away from what is wrong with the world today. You do not hear me when I say we continue to kill, we continue to kill, we continue to kill, we continue to kill. And I cannot say I'm innocent. I wanna kill our president. The world is caged in cement. A prisoner of a government. Still we kill the environment. Still we kill just to pay the rent. Still we kill and we don't repent. Still we kill. Kill us all with the neutron bomb. That's all.
You have been listening to part 4 of A Warrior Poet's Night to Howl. Be sure to listen to all 5 parts of this Earth First Radio special. I'm Uncle Bennis, and thank you for listening to Earth First Radio.
No compromise if the friends